Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Kenai City Council enacted an ordinance increasing estimated revenues and appropriations in the general fund that will accept grants for the purchase of ballistic vests. The entire council was in favor and passed with 7 yes votes. The police department participates in the United States Department of Justice's Ballistic Vest Partnership, which provides grant funds for half the cost of officer ballistic vests. The city's insurance carrier, Alaska Municipal League Joint Insurance Association, also has a grant program that covers the other half of the cost of the vests. So far this fiscal year, the police department has purchased 3 ballistic vests for officers at a total of $4,239 and anticipates that the two programs will cover that cost 100%. 5 years is the expected product lifespan of the vests. A Kisilov man was found dead in an apparent ATV accident. With more, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A 55-year-old from Kisilov, Max Cragen, was found dead Tuesday morning near Kisilov, Alaska State Troopers said on Wednesday. According to the dispatch, troopers were called just before noon on Tuesday with a report of a dead man found at the bottom of an embankment next to an upside-down ATV. Troopers reported that he had seemingly gone off the roadway and fallen approximately 50 feet down a steep embankment. Troopers said Cragen was found off Poller Loop Road near Reindeer Lane. That area is less than a mile from the southern junction of the Sterling Highway and K Beach Road, not far from Rocky's Cafe and the Kisilov Community Church. On a Facebook page, Cragen described himself as self-employed. He grew up in Cordova before moving to the southern Kenai Peninsula. Cragen's body was sent to the state medical examiner's office for autopsy. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
An arrest warrant is being issued for an Anchorage man for his involvement in a fatal collision last September. Brandon Gage is being sought for manslaughter for the collision at 7th Avenue and Burgaw Street that left one person dead. A police report says Gage told officers he had been driving fast and racing another vehicle when the SUV he was driving collided with a Toyota Tundra pickup. Video from traffic cameras showed the pickup starting to turn left onto Burgaw when the SUV ran a red light and smashed into the pickup. According to the police reports, GPS data had Gage's SUV going 103 miles per hour in a 35 section, just 2 seconds before the collision. Anchorage Mayor Suzanne LaFrance is forming a new political action committee. LaFrance called the Get It Done PAC, a new organization focused on helping us grow the team of problem solvers in the state. In a statement, LaFrance said she wants the PAC, quote, to build on our approach to governing that's not about left versus right. It's about coming together to get the results, end quote. Lieutenant Governor Nancy Dahlstrom has officially approved the ballot initiative application, which seeks to repeal Alaska's existing nonpartisan top 4 primary and ranked choice voting general election systems. The proposed initiative aims to reinstate partisan political primaries, modify related appointment procedures, reestablish special runoff elections, and amend independent expenditure group requirements. Lieutenant Governor Dahlstrom said in approving this ballot initiative application, we have confirmed that the initiative sponsors have met the necessary requirements under Alaska law. The approval allows the initiative sponsors to begin gathering the necessary signatures to place the measure on a future ballot. If the required number of signatures is obtained, the initiative will be presented to Alaska voters for consideration. The current nonpartisan top 4 primary and ranked choice voting systems were implemented following the passage of Ballot Measure 2 in 2020. In the November 2024 election, a similar measure to repeal these systems was defeated, with the final recount confirming a margin of 743 votes against the repeal. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.